Luton Airport Parkway Train Station, Audio Map. Overview. Luton Airport Parkway Station is situated on Gypsy Lane, off Parkway Road. The station has four platforms. Platforms 1 and 4 are single platforms, and platforms 2 and 3 are island platforms. Platforms 1 and 3 are southbound, and 2 and 4 are northbound. Platforms 1 and 2 are used predominantly by Thameslink trains. Platforms 3 and 4 are used predominantly by East Midlands Railway, EMR. This station is step-free and is currently staffed 24 hours a day. Please refer to National Rail Inquiries for the latest station opening times. There are two entrances/exits at the station as follows. The main entrance is situated on Gypsy Lane, off Parkway Road, west of the station. A bus stop, taxi rank, drop-off point and blue badge parking are available here. Please note, to park here free of charge using your blue badge, you will need to register your blue badge and vehicle using the APCOA parking portal. This takes a little bit of time and requires you to set up an account and upload photos of the front and back of your blue badge. The other entrance is on Kimpton Road, east of the station. Onward travel options are available on the main road, including bus and access to Luton Dart in the main building, which acts as a transition to Luton Airport. Entrances and platforms are connected by two overbridges. Gypsy Lane Car Park. Entering the station car park with the multi-storey car park on the right, a bike rack runs along the building line to the multi-storey car park. In front are several short stay/drop-off spaces, 12 blue badge spaces. You need to register your blue badge and vehicle before parking using the APCOA app, on the APCOA website, or by contacting APCOA by telephone. Numerous bays for taxis at the taxi rank, and a parcel hub on the right-hand side of the car park. A bus stop is outside the front of the station. On the external building wall from left to right is a public telephone, a cash machine, and a defibrillator at the end of the building. The pedestrian crossing in between the taxi rank bays leads you to a double door. This is exit only. Navigate along the building line to the left for approximately 50 metres to the entrance door. There are a number of bollards lining the pavement edge here. Station forecourt. This description moves clockwise from 7 o'clock to describe the layout of the station forecourt. As you enter through the entrance at 7 o'clock, a seating area is available on the left-hand side at 8 o'clock. Beyond this is a large open space with a few information boards. There may be plans to have a retail outlet placed here, such as a coffee shop, as they have in the past. Forward from the entrance is a queuing area for the ticket office. This consists of retractable belt barriers in an S shape. To avoid this, you will need to walk towards the gate line on the right. The ticket office is on the back wall at 12 o'clock, where there are three ticket counters. All have tactile chip and pin machines and induction loops. To the right, but slightly in front of the ticket office, is the gate line, which is located at approximately 1 o'clock. The first barrier is the accessible gate, the next three are standard and the last three are exit only. The last gate is an accessible gate. Beside the gate line, to the right and along the wall at approximately 3 o'clock, are three ticket vending machines which are all touch screens. The last machine is low level. Beside the ticket vending machines, TVM, is a defibrillator on the wall at 4 o'clock. Another line of seating runs along the building line at 5 o'clock, with the exit at 6 o'clock. Access to footbridge level. Through the gate line, the lift is located at 2 o'clock in the corner. Opposite the lift at 4 o'clock are two escalators. The first, next to the wall, is the up escalator, and the down escalator is located to the right of this. The stairwell up to the overbridge is located at 10 o'clock. This flight of stairs consists of a number of separate flights with landings that curve round. Footbridge level. If using the stairs, you will enter a hallway facing the side of the lift, which is in the corner. As you exit the lift, the escalators are opposite you. The footbridge is located in between the lift and the escalators to the left. The footbridge spans across all four platforms. A flight of stairs on the left-hand side and a lift on the right take you to platforms 2 and 3. The second flight of stairs on the left and lift on the right take you to platform 1. The tactiles at the top and bottom of the stairs on this footbridge are non-standard. They are more like the non-slip tiles used at swimming pools. If you continue forward, there is a long slope to the left, which takes you to the entrance of Luton Dart Upper Concourse and a second footbridge. Platform 1 can only be accessed via an escalator from this footbridge, which is located on the right of the footbridge, if standing at the exit of Luton Dart Concourse. Further along the footbridge, approximately halfway along, an escalator on the right and a lift on the left provide access to platforms 2 and 3. At the end of this footbridge, a help point is located on the wall at 12 o'clock. An escalator can be found on the right and a lift to the left, which provide access to platform 4. Platform level. This section will describe platform layouts, starting at platform 4 to platform 1, as the main entrance is located on the same side as platform 4. Platform 1 is located at the Kimpton Road entrance. Platform 4. A large indoor waiting room is situated at the bottom of the station footbridge. This can be accessed by using the lift, stairs, or escalators inside the building from the forecourt. In this room, starting with the stairs, is a flight to access the forecourt and a second flight to access the footbridge. Directly in front of the bottom of the stairs is the side of the lift. The lift can be accessed by turning right and following the building line. Exiting the lift, on the left-hand side of the building line, is an exit door to platform 4. An escalator up to the footbridge is located in the corner next to the exit door. Next to this is another escalator to access the main forecourt. To the right of these is a large open plan seating area. A large glass wall is present along the building line. In the far corner of this room is the female toilet with baby changing facilities. Next to this is a male toilet, which also includes baby changing facilities, followed by an accessible toilet with baby changing facilities. Real-time information boards are located on the wall in the seating area. When exiting from the waiting room to platform 4, the layout is as follows. Turn left and navigate under the footbridge. A seating area is located under a canopy on the left-hand side. A vending machine is located on the left, in between the first and second seating area. Before the second footbridge, a lift is located on the left of the wall. A help point is also located outside this lift. Beyond the second footbridge, escalators to access the footbridge can be found. The platform continues for a brief period before barriers at the end of it. Platforms 3 and 2. Note, this is an island platform with tracks and access to trains on both sides. Platform 3 is on the left-hand side when using the stairs. If using the lift, platform 3 will be on your right. Platform 2 is located on the right when using the stairs. If using the lift, platform 2 is on the left. This description starts at the lift and works its way along the platform. After exiting the lift from the footbridge, seating is available in the middle of the two platforms in front of the lift area, a third of the way to the end of the platform. Walking around the side of the lift and under the footbridge, the stairs are located in the centre of the two platforms. An information and help point is located at the bottom of the stairs. Moving forward, a vending machine is located in the middle of the platform before an indoor waiting room. This can only be accessed via a door on platform 2. Accessible doors are in place here. A push button is located to the side of the door but is not tactile. This waiting room has two doors, one at each end of the room. Continuing along the platform is the second lift that goes up to the footbridge. Another help and information point is located outside this lift. Walking under the footbridge leads you to a set of escalators, one going down from the footbridge and the other going up to the footbridge that connects you to Luton Dart services. Beyond this are two further indoor waiting rooms with access via doors on platform 2. The end of the platform is just beyond this point. Platform 1. Platform 1 can be accessed via the footbridges or by the entrance on Kimpton Road. This description starts with the platform, then moves to describe the Dart Concourse area. Again, starting at the lift from the main station footbridge, the platform is located on the left-hand side. Behind the lift is a short section of platform with a small outdoor seating area, approximately two-thirds of the way along the platform. Turning around and moving under the footbridge, the stairs are located against the building line on the right with the platform on the left. Directly in front of the stairs on the building wall is an information and help point. A vending machine is located at 90 degrees to the building wall. Moving slightly across from the vending machine and forward, a narrow indoor seating area is located on the right of the platform. Luton Dart Concourse can be accessed by walking beyond the seating area. A canopy is situated beyond this area as the platform opens up to the right. Walking under the second footbridge, a set of escalators is located to the right of the platform. In this section, the platform becomes slightly narrower until after the escalators. Towards the end of the platform, a final seating area with shelter can be found. Dart Concourse. Luton Dart Concourse can be accessed from the platforms or from the Kimpton Road entrance. From Platform 1 on the right, with the entrance to the Dart Concourse at 6 o'clock, move forward into the building. A gate line is located directly in front of the entrance. Staff here work for Luton Dart but can assist with calling for passenger assistance from the station. The accessible barrier is located on the right-hand side. An information help point is located on the pillar in front of the gate line towards the centre of the building. This area is large and open plan. Tactile wayfinding is in place here. To the right of the gate line at 3 o'clock and along the building wall, a door to access the toilets can be found. This includes a female, male, and accessible toilet, as well as baby changing facilities. Going back to the main tactiles, or following the building line, the lifts are located on the right-hand side at approximately 2 o'clock. There are two lifts located here. A set of escalators jut out from the wall at approximately 1 o'clock. Here, a flight of stairs is placed in between the two escalators. Following the glass frontage of the building, the exit to Kimpton Road can be found at approximately 11 o'clock. Directly outside the exit, a flight of stairs, or a ramp on the right, will take you down to the paved area outside Luton Dart. A cycle rack is situated on the left-hand side of this area. In between the stairs and the cycle rack, a dog spending area is placed behind some seating and planting. Moving back into the building, seating and ticket vending machines can be found on the glass wall opposite the exit and to the left of the gate line. Glossary, concourse, the main internal area of the station before the gate line. This is enclosed by a large glass canopy. Forecourt, the external area outside and in front of the station, south, which is covered by a large glass canopy. Gate line, where the ticket barriers are located, separating the main concourse from the platforms. Island, a bus stop or train platform, which is in the centre of a roadway or between train tracks. Passenger Assist, a free service provided by train operators to help passengers who may need extra support while travelling. A designated member of staff will assist you onto the train and call ahead, so a colleague will meet you when you exit the train. It is a service you can book in advance or request when you arrive at the station. Terminus, where the tracks/platforms are the end of the line. Trains come into the station and leave in reverse. Wide gate, an accessible barrier which is wider than usual for people with luggage, users of wheelchairs, mobility scooters, or for anyone that may require extra space. Wide gates usually have staff available to assist. Ends,